We're talking today with Carolyn Banuelos, a candidate for the City Council in the city of Santa Rosa. And Carolyn, you're a second-time candidate now. What have you learned from the first race that you're bringing to bear this time around?
I feel that I've got a lot more experience this time around, not just in running, but I bring a lot more experience to the table. I've been volunteering actually for the city of Santa Rosa for 10 years now and serving on various boards and commissions. And now, since that time, last time I ran, I've been serving on the Planning Commission. I'm in my fourth year. So I bring much more experience not only in running but also in terms of my preparation for being on the council.
In the Planning Commission particularly, what sorts of issues do you see moving forward that you're going to want to be deeply involved in?
Economic issues. One of the things that I'm really committed to is rebuilding our local economy. And just recently, we put forth, with the help, of course, of staff, a number of measures to boost our economic policy in Santa Rosa, and that is to start filling the vacancies. We, you know, of course, in this recession, we have a huge number of vacancies all over Santa Rosa. So we took some measures through zoning, actually, to make it easier for businesses to take over a lot of the vacant buildings in Santa Rosa.
Budget issues, of course, are front and center, pension plans, hiring, workforce.
Right.
Where do you approach that as the areas where it's easiest to have a positive impact?
The easiest to have a positive impact, I think, talking a little more about some of the economic measures. Recently, we rezoned so that downtown Santa Rosa can now have tasting rooms. I think that's going to be really wonderful thing. It's going to be kind of like Healdsburg has right now. It's something that we should have done a long time ago, actually, even when we weren't having a recession. But now I think that's going to bring tourists. They're going to be able to virtually walk, you know, from the convention center over to downtown Santa Rosa and, you know, experience a tasting room. So it kind of opens up the door for more things. I mean, that's what we need to do, is have more things in downtown Santa Rosa to bring people back into the downtown to help revive it.
You are also one of the advocates for Measure Q, the district election measure in Santa Rosa. That's going to be a big piece of this election.
Right.
How does that fit into your personal candidacy?
Oh, it fits in really well. I've been working on this issue for over 10 years. I headed a petition drive back in 2004, and this is really how I envisioned it happening. I realized that it was too hard to, you know, do it with a petition, but really what had to happen is the council needed to put it on the ballot, and that's what they've done finally. Santa Rosa has arrived, and I'm 100% for it. I completely support it. I will be helping. There is a separate campaign to promote Measure Q, and I, of course, will be helping them to make sure that it gets passed, and then once I get on the council, implementing it.
If you're successful, you would be, I believe, the first Latina on the Santa Rosa City Council. How significant is that?
Oh, that's very significant. I mean, it's one of the reasons I'm running, not because I'm a Latina, but because I think there are many voices missing on the council, and we need to really broaden that so that, you know, the Latino community is getting to be a larger and larger part of Santa Rosa. It's already almost 30%. That's really significant, and so I think that obviously, it's not even just being Latina, but also being bicultural, if you will, understanding the community, being able to bring them into the political process.
Real quickly before we go, what's the single issue that you most want to work on?
Measure Q is one of them. I really want to see that happen. I also want to see the fruition of the connector bridge, because I think that that is truly going to bring both the East and the West back together, if you will, not just being walkable and bikeable, but also just bridging that, literally bridging the gap between the two. A big issue that I want to work on is homelessness. I've been a homeless service provider for almost 5 years, and I really think that the city needs to take some more steps and make that one of their priorities.
Carolyn Banuelos, candidate for the City Council in the city of Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.